our favourite weekly television shows, ABC. It's on after Spicks and Specks. Another good one. We're speaking to Adam Hills about an upcoming
George
appearance.
Wednesday.
It's next Wednesday night, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to keep that secret. You just couldn't help yourself.
Oh, I'm pretty excited about it.
But anyway, Chasers, War and Everything. It's back tonight after Spicks and Specks, 8 o'clock on ABC. And, 9 o'clock on ABC.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it?
9:30.
No, it's after Spicks and Specks. Anyway, they've been in the news in the last week. Peter Ford from Entertainment, he's the entertainment reporter on Nine, was on A Current Affair, talking about just how big the chase is getting.
The show is absolutely red hot, and these guys are being pursued. It started off a couple of years ago, very informal, interest expressed. Now it is much, much more serious. I mean, these guys definitely are getting big carrots dangled in front of them.
From the Chasers for Anything, Chris Taylor, what about that?
Yeah, what's all that about?
Well, that's how Kathy Kim started.
They're trying to seduce you away.
I know. Look, I mean, it was almost as if, you know, if we had money, you could pay for advertising like that on a commercial network. I don't know why they did it, but I can, you know, go on the record and say the only stations actively wooing us is Channel 31 Community Station at the moment. And our contract's running up at the ABC, so we probably have to take the community off. It's either that or SBS. We're all boning up on our Taiwan so we can make the switch to SBS.
Hey, I saw a couple of clips on the news. You were obviously haunting Kay Rudd last weekend.
We were at the big ALP conference, wasn't it? He's a bit nerdy, I reckon, Kevin Rudd. I'm not completely following him yet. He's so nerdy that it actually ended up looking like a Star Trek convention in the ALP conference. But, you know, he's on a bit of a roll in. He's doing all right in the polls, well ahead of Howard. But we thought we'd just send along someone from the years of Labour past, just to remind them how sour it can all turn. So we send along the ghost of Latham, with these big sort of spiritual ghostly man boobs, to really sort of rub it in Rudd's face, just to show that, you know, you can be up in the polls one day, but come election time and suddenly a whole lot of cab drivers emerge out of the woodwork to say that you've been trying to bust their arms.
I'm looking forward to tonight, you guys back doing your stuff, and I'm going to share with everybody now the Gas Guzzler song.
Oh, yes.
Good on you. Thank you, Chris. Chasers, War and Everything, 9 o'clock tonight, ABC, and you will hear this.
Come on, guys, gather up. Why, this car is a carbon monoxide emitter. It's a carbon dioxide emitter. It's a carbon trioxide emitter. It's a gas guzzling!
We'll get a supersized fuel tank and pump it full of pure lead.
Keep pumping, we'll keep pumping.
I'm burning up the gallons full throttle till the planet's dead.
I love emissions, I really love emissions.
You need an oil rig just to fuel a car this big. Invest in BHP if you drive an SUV, it's gas guzzling.
Go, 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 go,
go. Go, gas guzzler, you never leave the CBD. Go gas guzzler, you run them over small kidneys. We all consume your toxic fume. We're gas guzzling. We wage the war in Iraq just to guarantee the oil flow.
Arab oil, I want that Arab oil.
My car is Japanese, but I won't go near Kyoto. And when I buy another, think I'll trade up to a Hummer. Put the pedal to the floor, let's run over Al Gore. Gas guzzling.
Go, go,
go. Go, gas guzzler, you're taking up all of the room.
Gas guzzling, go, gas guzzling.
Go, gas guzzler, you're carrying the wanker load.
Gas guzzling, go, gas guzzling.
The CO2 is next to you. And gas guzzling.
Guzzling, guzzling, guzzling.
The boys are back tonight.